Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, members of the Brenham High School golf team, and in the second half of the program, we'll be talking about the Bluebell Fun Run. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manouche and his all-star band as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sports Line, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Coming up tonight in the second half of the program, we're going to talk Bluebell Fun Run with some of the organizers of the event. That's coming up in the second half of the program. But in the first half of the program, we have got members of the Brenham High School golf team with us tonight on the sports line. And a reminder, you can hear us on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7. And we are streaming at this very moment on our KWHI Facebook page. So if you got Facebook, just go to our KWHI Facebook page and you can watch us live as it is happening right here on the Brenham Sports Line. And as I mentioned, we've got members of the Brenham High School golf team with us, some of the members of the boys and the girls teams with us in studio tonight. Both teams having an outstanding spring season thus far. And we are going to talk with members of the team, and we'll just kind of go around the room from my left to right, and to have the golfers introduce themselves. So go right ahead, and we'll start right here. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Wesley Neindorf.
All right, Wesley, and?
My name is Braylee Schomburg.
All right, Braylee, and next up is?
My name is Megan Lampe.
All right, Megan, and next?
I'm Jordan Kelm.
Jordan, and over there in the corner?
I'm Connor Himley.
All right, and welcome to the Sports Line, and glad to have you all here. Of course, the season is well underway. In fact, right about now, you guys are starting to get ready. District's getting close. And let's start, first of all, with the members of the girls' team, and we'll start with Braylee, we'll go with, I'm sorry, yeah, Braylee, yeah, we'll start with Braylee, okay. And first of all, how much fun are you having this year?
It's pretty fun. We just had an overnight tournament in Conroe at La Tourette, and we stayed overnight, and it was fun, so.
All right, and how's the season going so far?
We've been doing pretty good. I'd say that our short game needs some work, but other than that, we've been doing pretty good this season so far, so. We're excited for what we have to come.
And as far as, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the big district tournament. How do you feel about the way the team is playing as you guys get closer to the tournament that really it really means a lot?
Yes, I think we need to practice a lot more and get out there and work on putting. And then other than that, short game putting, and I think it'll go pretty good.
All right. Megan, how about the way that you feel the season's going so far?
I feel we're doing really good. We definitely improved from last year, and I'm really excited. I think we have a chance to make it to regionals if we all try our best and get some more practice in and everything. I really think we have a chance to move on this season.
And what's been kind of the highlight of the season so far? What's been some of the most fun?
Definitely the overnight tournament when we all got our own rooms and got to have some fun and extra time with the team and everything and going out to eat and stuff.
All right. And as far as what are the things that you feel that are working for you? What are some of the things that you feel have helped you this year?
I think my putting has been helping me out some, especially my shots have been getting better the more I practice and everything. Just need to work on chipping and just the little things to help us out.
All right. All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks.
All right. And next up is, I lost your name.
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay. Thank you. I wrote down J-O and didn't finish writing it down. There we go. All right. Well, Jordan, first of all, welcome to the show. And what's been the most fun of the season so far?
Definitely the Laurel Toretta tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like they said, we had a lot of fun just getting to hang out together, all of us.
And what's been most interesting about this team this year? As far as it seems like this year you guys have been very successful. You're in the hunt in every tournament you've played in. What's been the most interesting part of having success like that?
Well, we've all been playing together since like eighth grade, so I guess it's just like finally the time everything's coming together. We've been working hard since then, so like everything's coming together. So I don't know, like that. We also practice a lot during the week.
Mm-hmm. And as far as getting ready for district and knowing what you have to do in district if you want to get to the regionals and maybe eventually get on to state, what are the things you feel that you've got to do as you get closer to the district meet?
I think we have to go to our district's at Glenlock, so I think we have to go practice there a lot because their greens are a lot different than Brenham's greens.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just like putting is a big aspect of the game, and if we can't putt on their greens, then there's no way we can shoot low.
All right. And it seems like all three of you, the answers have been the most fun's been the road trip. So it seems like it's a close team, real close.
Yes, we're all really good friends.
All right. All right. Well, Jordan, thanks an awful lot for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And now we'll talk to the guys. We'll start with Wesley. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And now, You've been part of the program for a long time here. You're like one of the old men on the team, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, since about seventh grade.
Yeah. And what's been the most fun of this part of this season?
Mainly the La Toretta tournament. I have to agree with the girls on that one. That was the most fun tournament. And just been doing things different this year. Things mm-hmm. have really changed for me. I've been getting stronger.
And of course, everybody's mentioned the La Toretta tournament, and I would imagine it probably helped that you guys played pretty well there, too.
Yeah, especially. It was a lot of fun out there. That first day. The first day was a little cold.
Yeah. And what do you think is the strength of the Brenham team? What is something that you think kind of drives you guys?
Mainly our leaders. Me and Connor, we've been leading the team. It's been me and him. Uh-huh. Just been leading the team, and since our confidence is, it's going down to the other people on our
okay.
team. It's helping us out.
All right, and what are the things that you guys are going to have to do if you're going to get past district?
Definitely chipping and putting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, driving for show, putting for dough. That's what you need to learn.
There you go. All right, I was wondering how long it's going to be before somebody threw that out there. Driving for show, putting for dough. All right, appreciate it, Wesley. Thanks for being with us. All right, and Connor, how about you? What's been the most fun this season for you?
Well, definitely that La Toretta tournament. We all got to hang out and really get come together as a team, and right before district, it kind of getting us hyped up and ready to go into district.
And as far as the team as a group, Wesley mentioned that you guys have been kind of counted on to lead a group that's got a lot of quite a few younger players on it. What's it been like trying to be an example for some of the younger players?
Well, mostly just showing them like what's right to do, and like going out and staying a little bit later at practice and not running home right away, or when we get out there working hard while we're out there, not messing around during practice, and then during tournaments, you know, showing like common courtesy on the golf course and how to, you know, play in a sportsman like fashion.
And as you get to closer to the district tournament, what are you guys going to have to do at district to succeed?
We got to be consistent and all put in a good round. If not both days, at least one of the days, we have to put in some good rounds so that, you know, we can get that low score to be able to move on, because we're in some pretty good teams in our district that they'll be facing.
And as far as what you contribute to the team, how do you feel about your contribution as a leader on the team and as far as putting up some low scores on the team?
Yeah, I hope to put up some low scores and then encourage other people to try their hardest and not give up, even when the going gets tough, you know, to stick it through. Even a bad round, if you just let it go, then it becomes worse. So to hold on to it and make it better.
All right. We are with the members of the Burnham golf team, and we're going to continue. We're going to have more for these young athletes coming up right after these words from some of our Sportsline sponsors.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
This week is National Girl Scout Week. In conjunction with the National Girl Scouts Week, KWHI is broadcasting local Girl Scouts talking about their past activities and future plans. Tune in to KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 every day through Friday at 7:48 a.m. and again at 5:15 p.m. and find out what all the Girl Scouts in the area are doing for themselves, their families, and their community. This week, the Girl Scout programs are right here on KWHI and sponsored by DDM Pipe and Steel, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, and Tegler Toyota.
We are back on the Burnham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we are talking to members of the Burnham High School golf team who are in studio with us right now. And, of course, now for the average person that watches golf on TV, they see how serious everybody is and how, well, if folks have been watching the last 2 minutes while we were away on break, everybody was laughing, chuckling, having a good time. Now, I want to know, what was so funny about what was on your phones? All right, who wants to talk about what y'all were...
Connor.
Connor's been nominated to talk about what was on the phones.
One of our other members of the golf team texted me telling him we need to bring him up and say how he has improved this year. So, shout out to you, Wills.
This one's for you.
All right, and now... you know, we talked a little bit about in the first part of this about, what the season's been like and what the things are that you want to get done and accomplished the rest of the season. But now let's ask the phone. What are some of the things that you guys have laughed about the most on the course? Because everybody thinks golf, so serious. But anybody that knows that plays it for fun knows there's a lot of laughs. Now, who wants to, what are some of the things that have been the funniest? And if it involves, Coach Hathaway slipping and falling on his butt, then you can talk about that too, because we've seen that happen before. But who wants to talk about some of the funny things that y'all have seen so far this year, Wesley? I think you're being nominated there, Wesley.
What about what Wills did? What Fawn? They went. His ball went underneath the tree, that cedar tree on hole four.
Oh yeah, I remember.
What
that
happened
that.
Is Wills hit his ball underneath the cedar tree, and he asked one of the guys to come over there and hold the tree for him while he was hitting, and he hit it. He was a little short of the green, but it was pretty funny whenever he did it.
And they were holding the tree while he was hitting the golf ball. Very nice. All right. And how about some of the trips? What are some of the funny things that have happened on the road trips that y'all have taken?
Coach Felder. We were trying to get to what was it called? Fajita Jack's in Conroe when we had our overnight tournament.
Yeah.
We Okay, so Braylee was pulling up the directions because Coach Felder thought we passed it up. And then Braylee said, yeah, we did. Let's turn around. And it ended up being the whole opposite way. And then
Coach Felder swore she knew where it was.
Yeah. Okay, Braylee, you gave her the complete wrong direction. So I know you're not talking.
And then we pulled up and she was like, oh, it's this place. And it ended up being the wrong place again.
It was so bad.
And the boys were, I don't know.
They were like in the restaurant waiting on us.
Yeah. But turned out it was, they moved locations. So she kind of was.
They did not move locations.
Right,
all right. And now, of course, you know, Coach Hathaway, Coach Felder, they're not here to defend themselves. Talk about maybe some of the times that you just kind of looked at them, and as soon as they turned their backs, you just kind of shook your head.
Coach Hathaway's reminds.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
His and reminds.
Then, and especially when we have to set a date for a tournament. It's never like a round number. It's never 5:30 or 6 o'clock. It's 5:59 or 5:23. It, like he gives us a weird number, but we never forget the time. Most of us.
Oh, and definitely last time when we came up here like last Thursday. He told us.
Yeah, he told us the complete wrong time.
Being there at 5:55, no later. Y'all are gonna be talking on the radio and everything. He wasn't here. We tried coming up here, and they told us that it was Monday, and we were so confused.
Yeah. Everyone, like, made special trips into town.
Yeah, we tried calling them. We couldn't even get a hold of them.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah, because I'm getting a phone call at home. Hey, there's a bunch of golfers up here looking for you. What? So, yes, and of course, you know, and of course, you guys get to come up here and do the show, and Coach Hathaway's on spring break. How fair is that?
Not very.
Coaches are on spring break, and you guys are up here representing your team. I don't know. That's
where's Coach Felder at?
Uh-oh. All right. Now we're gonna have a little bit of fun. We got a few minutes left here. We're gonna have a little bit of fun. We're gonna go around the room. Who are your favorite golfers? As far as, you know, the folks who are on TV on Saturdays and Sundays and who you kind of idolize, who are your people that when you watch golf on TV and if they're playing, those are the players that you pay the most attention to? Wesley, we'll start with you.
I would have to say Phil Mickelson because he's the most consistent player out there. Sometimes you have good rounds, sometimes you don't. That's mainly me, and that's him as well. So I can relate to him for the most part.
You like the big lefty, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Good, good. Okay. Braylee, how about you?
Mine would probably be Jordan Spieth.
All right. And why do you like Jordan Spieth? What about his game do you like?
Well,
his face.
Or is it just he's cute, huh? Okay. All right. All right. And Megan, how about you?
I would have to go with the basic one, Tiger Woods,
because,
you know, he's been one of the big ones, and he's something always everyone looks up to and look forward to see playing and everything.
And is he going to win another, major?
Oh, I think he's doing pretty good. I think he'll come close to being one of the top finishers.
Okay. All right. Everybody'd love to see it. I know that. Jordan, how about you? Who's
okay? I think Jordan Spieth's mine because he's really cute, but also Justin Thompson's pretty cute too. I don't know, but if we have to fight over Jordan Spieth, I'd win. But whatever. I don't think so.
All right, Connor, how about you?
I've always been a big Bubba Watson fan, just because him getting out of trouble and making those crazy shots that he makes, and I've always followed him in the tournaments and been one of the people I've like looked up to.
And he's a big hitter too.
Yeah, he can hit the ball a long way.
He is a big hitter. All right, good deal. And so now we are, as I mentioned earlier, we're getting closer and closer to district and. When you go in, you know, knowing that you've got to finish near the top to get to the regional meet, do you go into the tournament knowing that you've got to shoot a certain score? Do you have a certain score in your mind that you know you need to shoot? Or do you just adjust to whatever's going on that day? Wesley, we'll start with you. I mean, do you go into like a district week knowing, hey, we got to finish in the top, couple of teams to get in, so I'm gonna have to shoot this, and you set that as a target, or do you just go out there and hit, and whatever happens, happens?
I just kind of go out there and play it by ear, because, you know, last week we had a tournament, and I started off with a triple bogey, but then I came back in the end and got an eagle and three birdies, so I just really play it by ear.
All right, and Braylee, how about you?
I never really go out there and set a goal with what I need to shoot, let's say, because for me, I feel like it messes me up when I'm thinking to myself I have to shoot a certain number, so I go out there and have a positive mindset, and I think it's more of instead of like a physical game, I think it's more of like a mind game, and like you have to stay, if you had a bad shot, you have to like, you can't let that shot get to you, you need to do better on your next one and just improve each time, but I really don't go out there and tell myself what I have to really shoot. I just go out there and do my best and try my hardest.
All right, Megan, how about you?
Well, in golf, you really have to think, like, each hole is, like, a new hole and a new opportunity to do really good. So that's what I try to keep in mind. I always shoot for par three, try to hit the green and two putt. Because you really got to try to two-putt on every hole because the putts will really add up and get to your score really quickly.
All right. Jordan, how about you?
Okay, well, I always think low 80s, low 80s, low 80s, but obviously that hasn't been working lately. So maybe I should not think and just play, but yeah.
Okay, all right. And Connor, how about you?
Well, I just try to play the ball where it is and play the course, what the course allows me, you know. To try to, you know, not think about a score. Like when I'm in a round, I never think about how many over I am or if I finished part out, would I shoot this? Or if I got this on this hole, I'd be sitting this. I always think, let's play this ball, let's play this shot, let's make this putt and play it one shot at a time.
All right. And finally, we're going to go around the room one more time and let you each talk about what you feel your strength is. If, if it came down to it, what shot, if everything relied on one shot, one club, what's the shot that you would like to be called on to make? Wesley, how about you?
Putting. Putting is a big one. I am
Put the putter in your hand, yeah. And let you go, huh?
I can read break. Speed's a little difficult for me, but I can get break and speed.
All right. All right, Braylee, how about you?
I'd say chipping. As long as I keep my head down and pay attention to what I'm doing, it turns out pretty good each time.
All right. Megan, how about you?
I would kind of say putting as well. It's usually pretty strong if I am familiar with the green and the speed and everything. So.
All right. Jordan, how about you?
I would have to say iron shots. That's what I feel most confident with because I do not like putting.
All right. And Connor, how about you?
Yeah, definitely my long irons. Like, whenever I have a long iron shot, like 6, 7, 5, the longer iron shot or a hybrid, even, like, I feel comfortable. I know I can put it in a good area that I can put the ball in a better player, even like the punch out shots or stuff like that. But definitely long iron.
All right. And I didn't hear anybody mention my favorite part of my game, and that is the ball retriever. Get it out of the water. Give me the ball retriever. Wow. I can get any golf ball out of the water because I've had a lot of practice at that. But that's me. That's my game. All right. Well, appreciate y'all being here tonight. And of course, as we mentioned, what's next on the schedule for y'all?
The tournament.
It's the week after spring break, Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
A week. 22nd, 23rd.
And then we have a week.
23rd, yeah. 23rd.
Then we got a week off before district to really get everything moving.
So obviously that's going to be a big tournament right here because that's kind of like the last dress rehearsal before district, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
All right, and where is district this year?
Glenlock Pines.
Glenlock Pines, yes.
All right, what kind of course is that? Long, short,
I think it's
woody.
Easy. I don't think it's not too hard.
It's a long course.
Yeah,
it's
really long. It's very long, but to me the greens aren't that bad.
Okay.
Reed and everything.
Sand traps.
Lots of sand traps.
Lots of sand.
I'm slow on that course. I'm just that way.
All right.
This year.
All right. Well, guys, we certainly appreciate y'all being here, and again, we wish you the best of luck as you guys get ready for the Burnaby and the district tournament, and would love to see both teams in regionals, and after that, take your chances. Who knows? Maybe on to state. Be awesome.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Would be awesome.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
And you know, and make sure that you mention to the coaches what a good time they missed by not being here tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
True.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they're listening.
So. We'll get the word. We have to do finger drags.
Yeah.
We got a text message
finger
in a minute here.
Finger drags.
All right. Well, guys, again, we appreciate y'all being here. And again, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
All right. Members of the Burnham Golf Team, my guest tonight on the Burnham Sports Line. We'll talk Bluebell Fun Run coming up and more after these messages.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
This week is National Girl Scout Week. In conjunction with the National Girl Scouts Week, KWHI is broadcasting local Girl Scouts talking about their past activities and future plans. Tune in to KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 every day through Friday at 7:48 a.m. and again at 5:15 p.m. and find out what all the Girl Scouts in the area are doing for themselves, their families, and their community. This week, the Girl Scout programs are right here on KWHI and sponsored by DDM Pipe and Steel, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, and Tegler Toyota.
All right. I want to thank the members of the Burnham Cub and Cubet Golf Team, Wesley, Braley, Megan, Jordan, and Connor for being my guests tonight here on the first half of the Burnham Sports Line. Coming up on the second half, we will be talking Bluebell Fun Run with our friend Tracy Campbell coming up here in the second half of the program. We've got news coming up here in just a minute or so. And I want to remind everybody, again, the Burnham Cubettes were winners this afternoon in their victory over Paytow, 6-0, to go to 2-2 in district play. And now they get a week off to enjoy the break, to enjoy the spring break. Meanwhile, the Cub baseball team, not so lucky in that they're going to be busy over the spring break. They are going to be at home to A&M Consolidated tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:40 pregame with Doug Brown and Tommy Lange on KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. And then they will be at A&M Consolidated Thursday night, also on KWHI. And we've got Burnham Cub baseball coming up Tuesday and Thursday night in District 19-5A play. And we'll also have a few minutes to the end of the show for some open lines. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Burnham Sports Line. Again, you can check our show out on KWHI on FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Or we, at this moment, are streaming live on our KWHI Facebook page. Coming up, We've got news from ABC, followed by local headlines, and then we'll talk Bluebell. Out here the night.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. More for the wall, less for foreign aid. Details now on the president's proposed 2020 budget.
Acting White House Budget Director Russell Vogt defended the ballooning national debt on President Trump's watch.
He also came into office and had an economic recovery that was needed to put people back to work, get the economy going, and to rebuild the military.
Vogt blamed Congress for ignoring the president's spending reductions in his last two budget proposals. But of course, Republicans controlled Congress the president's first 2 years in office. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Democrats announcing the site of their 2020 convention.
The Democratic National Convention will take place in mid-July of 2020 at the Fiserv Forum, home to the Milwaukee Bucks. Hillary Clinton lost Wisconsin in 2016, but in the years that have followed, Wisconsin voters have voted in a Democratic governor, rejecting the re-election bid of Republican Governor Scott Walker. The Trump administration's relationship with the dairy state has been hot and cold. He helped the state land the controversial and still being negotiated Foxconn manufacturing plant. The president has also sparred with iconic Wisconsin brand Harley Davidson over tariffs. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
New developments in the case against the accused Capital Gazette shooter.
Anne Arundel County Judge Laura Ripken says defense lawyers have all the information they need as they get close to a deadline for changing their client's plea. Jared Ramos pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of five people last year inside the Capital Gazette newsroom. He's also charged with attempted murder and assault. His lawyers argued prosecutors should give them more details about the charges. The judge said prosecutors already provided significantly more than the law requires. His lawyers have until Friday to decide if they'll change Ramos's plea to not criminally responsible by reason of insanity. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
A growing memorial for Trinity Love Jones. She's the 9-year-old girl from Los Angeles found dead along a suburban equestrian trail. She was discovered on March 5th. This is ABC News.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
It's time for equal pay and the ball's in their court. That's what the U.S. women's soccer team has called for in a lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation.
U.S. Soccer released a statement pointing out that the women's national team reached a collective bargaining agreement with the organization 2 years ago, adding U.S. Soccer has faithfully and consistently worked with the U.S. women's national team players and staff to provide the team everything it needs.
ABC's Adrian Bankard. A panhandling couple from North Carolina and a man from the country of Georgia looking for U.S. citizenship are facing fraud charges. Officials say the couple was promised thousands in cash plus a car for the sham marriage. They're all facing thousands in fines and possibly years behind bars. Google facing blowback over a $35 million payout to a former executive reportedly forced to resign over a sexual assault investigation. Amit Singhal left the company in 2016. Google, meanwhile, says they've made changes and now take a harder line against sexual misconduct. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Joshua Blaschke with another KWHI local news update. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man in connection to recent thefts. The Sheriff's Office issued warrants on Friday for the arrest of 24-year-old Boise De Leon Cole, who is wanted for theft of cattle, horse, or exotic livestock, along with theft of property equal to or more than $2,500. The warrants come after an investigation into cattle and tack gear thefts reported in the Old Washington area. The Sheriff's Office has posted a most wanted video with more information on Cole, which can be seen on our website, kwhi.com. A Texas A&M student reported missing on Friday has been found. Police say 18-year-old Dwayne Achoki Niamari was located Saturday afternoon around 3:30. Niamari was reportedly seen on a sidewalk in Bryan by a passerby who then contacted Texas A&M University Police. Police met with Niamari and took him to CHI St. Joseph Hospital for evaluation. A Houston man is in custody at the Washington County Jail following a Saturday night pursuit by multiple authorities. Saturday night, just before 11:30, Brenham police attempted a stop on a vehicle near the 700 block of U.S. Highway 290 West. The driver, later identified as 35-year-old Ruchi Arigalos of Houston, fled the scene in his vehicle and later on foot. The driver was said to have nearly struck one of the Washington County Sheriff's deputies while trying to avoid a spike strip. The driver eventually arrested and taken into custody. Arigalos charged with a slew of offenses. And the Washington County Chamber of Commerce will hold a ribbon-cutting Tuesday morning at the new location of Culligan Water Conditioning of Brenham. The ribbon-cutting taking place at Culligan's new home at 1575 Highway 290 West. The ceremony is scheduled for 9 o'clock. Breakfast refreshments will be served. Forecast calling for an overnight low of 63 degrees. Look for about a 30% chance of rain with possible thunderstorms. For Tuesday, look for a high of 75 with about a 50% chance of rain. I'm Joshua Blaschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
Rosie, come out tonight!
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And I certainly want to thank the athletes from the Brenham golf team, Wesley, Connor, Braley, Megan, and Jordan, for joining us in the first half of the program as we talked about the Brenham golf team. And now our thoughts turn to one of our favorite events in spring, and that is the Bluebell Fun Run. And with us is one of the organizers of the Fun Run, Tracy Campbell. And welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here. And now you were mentioning when we were in the break how many years you have been involved with this. How long have you been involved with the Fun Run?
For 25 years. Whenever we first moved here, my husband Kurt was a coach, and so jumped right in and helped with it. And it's talking about how it used to be where when people finished, you had to tear off on the bottom of their name tag, and you took that and put it on a fishing line and then ran it in and put it on poster boards. And it's changed quite a bit. All electronic now, so it's really quite a bit easier on us, so to speak, but we have so many more runners than we used to.
Right, and of course, back then it was over at the old high school,
right.
the current junior high, and was all in that back parking lot area there. And I tell you, after it moved over to the current high school and everything, and the new course and everything, it just seems like it just gets smoother and smoother every year.
Yeah, it actually does. And a lot of that has to do with Coach Puckett, to be quite honest. He's super organized. He gets these ideas. We make a joke. I don't know if you remember the movie Night Shift, but we'd make the joke about, you know, Chuck making a note or whatever. So, but I'm always laughing at him. But I've been with it about 25 years, and I helped Coach Hathaway. And then when Steve came on, he asked me if I'd continue to help, and so I have. We've been at it for a while now. I think his first time was 2009, so this is his 10th year to do it. The first year was baptism by fire when we had the like tornadoes in town and all that. So, but it's grown tremendously over the years. We started out. His first year, we were right about 1,800, and now we've just continued to grow. And this year, we're looking at probably 4,000 plus, which is a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it brings so many people to Brenham, because if you come to Brenham to run, you might be bringing, you know, a friend or a spouse or your kids. You know, it could be a family of four. Next thing you know, in the high school parking lot, we've got, you know, up to 5,000-7,000 people there. And it's like, you know, I mean, you've been there, so you kind of know, but.
And sooner or later, they all wind up at the Bluebell truck.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this year, something a little new, that you were talking about this year.
Yeah, this year the board that runs the Bluebell Fun Run has decided that we can have vendors in the parking lot. It was Steve's idea. So if people would like to have a booth, a local business, or we have someone, actually, we have a some type of running business. I can't remember the name right now, but they're coming all the way from San Benito, Texas, which is like a six plus hour drive, to set booths up. A lot of running groups or like shoe stores or that type of thing will come and put a booth up, and they can do that. I mean, there's a fee for that, but if they're interested in that, they can just contact us at Brenham High School, and we can help them do that. And actually, Jamie Maurer is in charge of that. So, but she, Jamie and Steve and I are the ones that kind of do everything. So,
all right,
or a lot of the stuff. But yeah, that's something new, and be interesting to see what we get there. And we also have been very fortunate. Of course, Bluebell is, as always, just an extreme. We're very, very thankful for them. They are super generous with us. They're with the ice cream and with donations and stuff, and of course the T-shirts. This year, Baylor Scott and White has agreed to donate the medals for us, so that's a huge bonus. And of course, any money, you know, any deferment of money helps us to have more money for the athletes at Brenham High School, so we can disperse more funds to them.
Right, and you mentioned there will be vendors there, but also year in and year out, there also have been people with free services and things there. The fruit and everything that's been provided over the years by HEB. Also,
well, like Reagan Gaskamp Mulder, she provides a massage. She provides Performance Health and Wellness is actually the name of her business, and she provides free massages for the athletes. And we also have Brazos Running, which is out of College Station. Mm-hmm. He comes, Mike. Nugent comes over and has a little booth there usually. So, I mean, it's kind of, it's a positive thing. Like, 1 year I bought four pairs of shoes from him because they were only like $60, which sounds like a lot, but they're not, that's not a lot.
For good running shoes, that's not a bad price.
So, that's been a positive thing. People have really liked having that there. And we've had the photo booth, of course, with the Bluebell background, the cranky background.
Right. Now, one thing, when I first saw them there, the first year they were there, I thought, really? The folks from Independence Coffee with the free, you know, cups of coffee. And I thought, well, who would load up on a nice hot cup of coffee right before they're supposed to run? All the runners were in line getting coffee then going in to run. So it's something a layman like me looks at and goes, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're no different than anybody else. They still want their morning cup of coffee. And some of them are getting up pretty early, too, to get to Brenham. Because, like, the half marathon starts at 7:30. And if you live in the Woodlands, you know, you're leaving pretty early. And maybe they're not used to getting up early. I don't know. I get up early every day. Yeah. So,
and I'm guessing maybe the most popular flavor would be the Jet Fuel, probably.
Yes.
Something with a little extra caffeine boost to it.
Yeah, they like the Jet Fuel. Yeah. Independence Coffee's been an avid supporter ever since Steve came on. I think he's a big... himself drinks a lot of Independence Jet Fuel.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And another one of the things that sets this run kind of apart from a lot of runs is that the fun run is pet friendly.
Correct.
And that's neat.
Yeah. We're pet friendly with a leash, and we're also stroller friendly, which is beneficial to young mothers or grandmas or whoever might be pushing a child in a stroller. Last year we had a monkey,
I forgot about the monkey last year.
So maybe we should be dog friendly. I don't know about totally lizards and that kind of stuff. But we did have a monkey there last year. But it is kind of unique. I guess people worry about, you know, the animals crossing each other. But we actually have a pet station at the outside, dogs can come and get drinks and stuff. And then in the past, we've had the bandanas for the dogs. Mm-hmm. And those are super popular with the dog owners. So. This year we have, by the numbers, so to speak, we have 151 kids signed up for the Kids Mile, 1,403 people signed up for the 5K, 431 people for the 10K, and 476 for the half marathon. Our biggest race is the 5K, but our marathon is outnumbering our half marathon is outnumbering our 10K right now. Last year, that was our first year to have that half marathon. And so people left and we're talking about the hills. And I think, you know, we don't realize that just going over to College Station, you don't have the hills. And then people come from College Station like, oh my gosh, y'all's hills are so big. And they're really not. It's just you're not used to them. And so that's a very scenic route, the half marathon is. And many of those runners are returners. So right now we're at 2461, which is the largest number we've had at this point historically. So that's why we're guessing it's going to be over 4,000 if numbers continue like they have in the past. So it'll be a fun time. So
absolutely. And even though Coach Puckett still hasn't tried to initiate my suggestion,
which is the fat man's relay, or
a 40-yard mosey. You have the 5K, you got the 10K, you got the kids' mile. I think for people like me, there should be a 40-yard mosey. You mosey 40 yards, get yourself a Bluebell ice cream, and then mosey on back.
Maybe you should have the finish line at the truck.
That's it.
That would be a good idea.
You know, after 40 yards, I'm telling you, I'm pulling a hands up and leaning into the tape, because I'm probably collapsing after 40 yards of moseying. But he hasn't gone with the 40-yard mosey yet.
Not yet.
No,
I'll suggest that again.
I'll suggest
it one more time for you.
Now, if people want to get information, if they want to go online, where do they go to get the information?
Okay, if anyone wants to know anything about the Bluebell Fun Run, they go to bluebellfunrun.com. Once you're there, if you want to volunteer, then you click on the link to volunteer, and that takes you to a program called Race Roster, where someone can register to volunteer, and all the volunteers get a free T-shirt, plus our thank you very much, you know, our appreciation.
Mm-hmm. And Bluebell ice cream.
And Bluebell ice cream. Everybody gets Bluebell ice cream.
Everybody gets Bluebell.
And then if you want to register, you just click on register, and then you can register for whichever race you want to. Prices pretty much stay the same until March 31st at this point, and then they'll go up to what we refer to as race day prices, which is $50. If the weather's good, we'll get like 200 to 300 runners who walk up on Saturday morning and say, you know, I'm running today, and you know, they'll pay their $50. And so that's something you were talking about. How, you know, in our previous conversation before we were on air, you were talking about the people that would run no matter what the weather was, the people in 20-degree weather or whatever. And I'm always kind of amazed at people that'll just come up at that last minute, like, it's a good day, I want to go run, and just throw their money down, you know. One thing we do want to do is we want to remind the residents and the businesses along the route that the date is April 13th, 2019. We're going to be taking out these flyers they're like a route awareness notification to let them know when the roads will be closed and how long they'll be closed and that kind of thing. They do kind of open and close, but when the races initially start, you know, you've got 2,000 people in the streets right there on the highway. I mean, depending on which race it is. And so it's kind of hard to get around them. So we kind of have to, you know, work with that. But.
And again, you mentioned, you touched on earlier, it benefits the programs. Talk about how, you know, the programs that are helped by the proceeds from this.
So one of the things that participants in this race continually bring up after the race, and, you know, in our comments section, one of the most positive things is how nice the student athletes are and how it's really nice to see student athletes running it, that kind of thing. So what we do is we pay all of our bills. Once our bills are all paid, then we disperse the money to the various sports that help us, you know, volleyball, basketball, football, baseball. Baseball has a huge job. They have to park all the car, find park, you know. We are using the fairgrounds again this year, and this year we added the carnival parking lot because we know it'll be beneficial. Just all the different sports that come, most of them do help. Can't off the top of my head, I can't think of any that do not right now. And so we disperse that money to them through the activity account, and then they can, of course, buy, you know, uniforms or whatever. They can buy whatever they need. So, and it's as the former swim coach, when I got that money, I was like, oh, thank goodness, here's a little bit more to help with expenses. Because, you know, in Brenham, there's just so many sports for a smaller, I mean, not a small, but a smaller school, really. Right. You know, a lot of schools our size don't have swimming, and a lot of schools our size don't have the things we have. So it's really been beneficial to have the Bluebell Fun Run. I mean, for 41 years,
right.
That's a really long time. You think about it, you know. Used to run through that old neighborhood across by Quick Lube or whatever it is right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Over there by the Cubs Stadium, that
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually sat down and looked, and I started going back through some of my old shirts that I got, and hard to believe that this is going to be my 20th fun run that I've been announcing. The winner is, the gold medal goes to. But you know, the funny thing
John is, Yodeler, what's his name?
John Yodeler. he comes to mind, but also, you know, and announcing these names over the last 20
right.
years, and even before that, when we would go out there and just cover it, there are a lot of faces that have been a part of 20, 25, 30. A couple of years ago, there was a gentleman running in the 60-year-old category that said at home he still had a box with every T-shirt from every Bluebell Fun Run because he had competed in every single one.
Right.
And you have people that are doing it. You have people that have run for 15 years in a row, 20 years in a row, 30 years in a row. They've been part of this. This is like a part of family for them.
Right. Well, we actually have someone who has registered for every single one. He didn't make it a couple of years ago, but he did send us the original shirt. So we have an original shirt and an original bib from back in the day, from the very first Bluebell Fun Run. It was so simple compared to what you see now. I mean, you know, you can tell the time period when you look at the shirt. But he has actually been in every, or at least registered for every single one. I mean, he's in his 80s, so I don't, you know, he's in his like mid-80s. And he emailed me and told me he just couldn't make it. You know, he went ahead and registered, and I mailed him a shirt so he'd have a shirt again. But he just was at that point, I guess, you know. I mean, 80-something years and running, 80-something years old and running, it's pretty good. So,
you know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't run. I think the last time I ran, I was a senior in high school. That was the last time I ran.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much 5 yards at a time.
Yeah. You remember that couple last year or the year before? They're both in their 80s. The man and the woman, and they both won medals.
They both got medals.
And I was like, look at this. You know, I guess the couple that runs together stays together or
that's
whatever. Because they were, I was very impressed with them. I was like, you know, that's amazing that they're still out there hitting the road at that age.
And in mentioning just a few minutes ago, and I said, you know, that line about, you know, it's like a family. How many families run this thing? The husband and the wife and their kids run and their kids run.
Right.
And you were mentioning pushing kids in strollers. There are several times the few years where there's dad with his number, mom with her number. She's pushing a stroller, and they've got two or three little kids with their numbers from the kids' 1 mile run.
Right.
It's just it's a neat event, and you don't see something like that all the time. And,
right.
And of course, they're all also eating their Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah. Well, and that was this year on our website, on the BluebellFunRun.com. It was like run for the adrenaline, and we had photos of like the runners, you know, those trying to win out there going pretty quickly. And then we had, you know, run for the love of adrenaline, run for the love of family. And we actually have pictures of so many families that come to this event together. And, you know, run for love of ice cream was another one we put on there, and just the photos of people eating the ice cream. And this year we're having birthday cake cups, Dutch chocolate cups, vanilla cups, chocolate sundae cups, and we're having moo bars and fudge bars. So we're going to have some. I mean, it's nice to have the novelties back because they were gone for a while. So it's going to be it'll be good. We're kind of excited about the moo bars, so I'm sure everyone else will be too.
Yeah. And I can remember a couple of years ago somebody snapped a picture of me at the announcer's desk. I had a one of the chocolate bars in the left hand and a cup of Independence coffee in the other hand. So I was eating ice cream and drinking coffee.
Making your own mocha.
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm guessing I probably was buzzing like a hummingbird for a little while after that.
From the combination.
From the chocolate and from the jet fuel. So
yeah.
But again, if number one, if people want to sign up to run, if they want to register early, and again, the website is
bluebellfunrun.com.
All right,
pretty easy.
The same for people that want to volunteer.
Correct. And we love people to volunteer.
Yeah, because even though there are the athletes out there,
correct,
that can do. You still need volunteers to help with some of the other things.
And we kind of sometimes need adults so we can,
right,
you know, say, well, here's a group of, there's this many basketball players. Well, if you'll take just these five over here,
right,
because we only have so many coaches, too,
yeah,
and just a little bit more help. Plus, adults tend to be more vocal with adults. You know,
right,
that's the hardest part for our kids, because our kids are really good kids. They really are.
Oh, they're great.
You know, and they want to, and we're trying to tell them, well, you need to tell them what to do. Well, I can't, you know, it's harder for them to tell an adult what to do. So,
but. All right. And also, as you mentioned, volunteers, some of the biggest help that I've had in the 20 years that I've been doing, having to keep up with all the announcing and back and forth and get this announcement, I get that, have been members of the local running club.
Right.
They're volunteering their time and having them there telling me, okay, you need to really press this, you need to push that, you need to talk about this, and here's this, and keeping everything in order and in orderly fashion helps me out a lot, having those people that are part of the running club there.
Right, yeah.
To tell
right
me, you need to do this, you need to do that. Great, all right.
Yeah, they're a big help. They really help us with those awards, because you know how those awards are so many. I mean, it seems like it's a lot, but it's just the timing of it all, you know, trying to get the different people up there and all that. And so it's been good. I last year I was like, it took longer, but I felt like it was just smoother than it had ever been. And so, you know, of course we're making a few changes to a few little things here and there, you know, but it still should be, you know, that's just to try and make it even smoother, excuse me.
That's it. And of course, what also is neat that you don't see probably anywhere else, drawing for half gallons of Bluebell ice cream.
That's right.
While we're waiting for the results to tabulate. We're all waiting for results, and we're drawing numbers out of Bluebell buckets,
yes,
for half gallons. And it's funny how about 8 or 9 out of every 10 go to kids.
Yeah.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, and kids are just so super excited.
Yeah.
And one thing I didn't mention is when someone runs, if those are listening that are participating, when they're finished running, they can take their bib to the Bluebell store that morning between 9 and noon, and they can get ice cream from the counter up there.
Ah,
you
yes
know. And there, your flavors are just, to me, unlimited. You know,
yes,
I mean, there's so many to choose from.
And pretty much every flavor on display.
Yeah,
there.
The seasonal ones plus all the normal ones or whatever they're called. I don't know if they're not normal, but whatever. Just all the varieties, all the various varieties. So,
all right. So one more time, that site is
bluebellfunrun.com.
All right, and we urge everybody to that is even remotely interested in running, just
walking,
get on the site.
Walk.
Yeah. Walk.
You know, we have more walkers than we have runners.
5K walk. Cover it in that long.
My 5-year-old granddaughter did it last year, so everyone else can.
There you go. There you go. And you know, put your earbuds on, get some good music while you're walking, and it goes by in no time.
Get a friend, and you can talk the whole time.
Yeah.
It really goes fast. It really does.
There
3 miles is not.
No.
You know.
No, that's nothing.
Walk and talk.
So, all right, well, we urge you all to get online again, and if you're interested in running, if you're interested in volunteering, just go to the website, and all the information's right there. And if you're going to run, register ahead of time. It makes things a lot easier. And then
that's for sure.
Go in on Friday afternoon, night, get your packet,
mm-hmm,
and that way, you get there, all you got to do is run.
All you got to do is run. You can come Friday evening from 4 to 8, that's what my husband always does.
Mm-hmm.
Then he parks at Henderson Park and walks up to the starting line and takes off. So
there you go.
It's got a system.
and if you're going to wait to the last minute, you're welcome to do
welcome
that
welcome to
too.
Do that as well. We'll take
Bluebell Fun Run. KVH, I'll be broadcasting from there as always, and then I'll be reading names
and eating ice cream.
Yeah, eating a lot of ice cream. But just don't tell my doctor.
Okay.
That I'm eating that much ice cream.
We won't tell.
No, we won't tell.
It's our secret.
This is the Burnham Sports Line, and we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes time. Bud Light is brewed for a long time to go down smoother, because we all know round two is when the real stories come out. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, March 11th, Ed will be speaking with Susan Keel about Texas Ranger Day in Burton. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Tune in for the 4-H Beef Salutes here on KWHI. Now through Friday, members of the Washington County 4-H Clubs are presenting programs about beef and agriculture. The Beef Salutes are sponsored by Cattlemen's Brenham Livestock Auction, Coring Monument Company, Skubaisa Catering, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Oak Creek Farms, and Washington County Tractor. Tune in every day this week during the noon hour and 5 o'clock hour for the 4-H Beef Salutes on Friendly Country KWHI.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I want to thank our guests tonight, Tracy Campbell, talking about the Bluebell Fun Run. And we want to thank the members of the Brenham Cub and Cubette golf teams for coming in tonight. I want to remind everybody, we got baseball tomorrow and Thursday night. District action between the Cubs and A&M Consolidated. Tommy Lange, Doug Brown with all of the action for you. And, of course, we'll be back again next week with more of the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.